Orchids are renowned for their spectacular beauty and wide variety as one of the most diverse and widespread families of flowering plants. Their devotees are members of a worldwide subculture for whom no other flowers will do. The best way to understand their fascination and perhaps learn to cultivate them yourself is to attend an orchid show like the one that's coming up weekend after next from the Cunia Orchid Society. Robert Speer is its president, and he's with us in our studio. Good morning, Bob. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks so much for inviting me.
Most of us know that orchids are beautiful and that there are a great many of them, but there's a great deal more about them. I didn't realize, for one thing, that they don't actually grow in soil.
Actually, that's right. There's three different types of orchids, epiphytes, mm-hmm. and which are means they're air plants, and terrestrial, and then a small group called lithophytes, which grow on rocks.
Mm-hmm. How does a plant that grows on a rock, you know, how does it get its nutrients? How does it survive?
Well, from water and from the air and from debris that may be floating around in the air that lands on them or in the trees for the epiphytes.
So that calls for them to be in the right kind of climate to survive, I would think.
The majority of orchids that we know as epiphytes come from the tropical zone, Indonesia, the tropical forests, rainforests, and they grow on trees, most of them, mm-hmm. with their roots hanging down. They attach to the tree but don't get much from the tree.
So they could almost land on any surface, I would think, and survive if the air if the air is damp enough and there's enough rainfall.
That's right, yeah. The rain, is, of course, water is critical for any plant, but orchids as well, and the right kind of mixture is ideal for that. Lighting is also an important thing. Some orchids don't take much direct sunlight. They need to be in the shade and the canopy of a forest, where others have smaller leaves and they can take direct sunlight and do much better with lots of sunlight.
So if you're cultivating orchids at home, you don't really want them in soil, do you?
Absolutely not. Actually, most of the orchids you can see and buy are in pots. And while they do grow, it's important that they don't get overwatered. That's mm-hmm. the biggest problem for people who kill orchids is overwatering mm-hmm. in a mixture in the pot that's too moist.
Why would they be in a pot at all if they don't need it?
Well, convenience for transfer, convenience for growing, that's kind of the way it has developed. And they do okay as long as there's a real airy, big orchid bark mixture inside for most orchids. Mm-hmm. They grow well.
And orchid fanciers love to create new strains, right?
Holy smokes, yes, by the hundreds of thousands. And there are three ways to propagate orchids. One is by pollination. Mm-hmm. It's the most common way. And then there's also cloning, which takes a little bit of the very meristem part, chops it up, and you can get an identical plant from that, as well as taking segments out of a plant that's living plant division, and dividing that up into the little plants. Those produce exactly the same type. Whereas pollination, you may get a million seeds off of one seed pod. Teeny, teeny little things almost look like dust.
Uh-huh.
But every one of those is going to be a little bit different, just like our children with two parents are a little different.
If we had a million children. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
And so you could take a tiny seed from one strain of orchid, add it to another, or how do you cross-pollinate?
Not the seeds that are pollinated, it's the pollen and the mother plant, and crossing two different plants that way to kind of breed them.
So combining their pollen?
In the pollination part of it is uh-huh. where the changes go. And orchids are the most diversely hybridized plant that we have in the world.
Yeah.
There's just hundreds of thousands of them. And you know, anybody can do it. It's real easy to actually cross-pollinate, in most cases, one from another.
So part of the fascination isn't just the beauty of the flowers themselves, but what you can do with them.
Exactly, right. You have so many different things. And, of course, every one has the potential, every new one has the potential to have a new name with it, and tracking those names and so forth is an interesting challenge as well.
So is there a Bob Speer orchid in our future?
No, I have cross-pollinated a few successfully, but I didn't grow it to fruition. Once one of these little seeds comes out, it may take as much as 8 years before mm-hmm. that plant will produce its first flower, so you can see what it looks like. It's not a quick turnover.
Well, but you've got time, right? You got patience.
Yes, we all have time. Yeah. It doesn't matter where you allocate your time.
Yeah. Is there a pretty active orchid growing community here in Hawaii?
You know, very much so. It's part of our culture. As the previous speaker was talking about kapuna care. You know, our culture here is loving orchids. I've been to two different groups here in the last 3 weeks where there were 50 people in each, and I asked the question, does anybody here like orchids? And everybody raised their hands. Mm-hmm. If I did that on the mainland, far fewer would do that. It's part of our ingrained culture of living in Hawaii. We see so many. It's a very good climate to grow orchids,
yeah.
So it's conducive to that beauty. But it's very part of our culture in Hawaii to be knowledgeable and loving orchids.
Well, I'm surprised that you would get that kind of reaction on the mainland, because what's not to like? You know, they're spectacularly beautiful, and it's a very subtle kind of beauty often.
I think people like them. They're just not available to be able to enjoy and propagate in culture.
Yeah. And, of course, we've got the ideal climate for all of that kind of thing. In your annual show, do you see new varieties every year then?
Every year, yes. These shows, it's any novices, it would be really good to join one of the orchid societies. There's 8 or 9 on Oahu, mm-hmm. and each one has a show every year. At our show, there'll probably be 10,000 orchids that'll be displayed. In the center part, there'll be 6 or 8 displays where each display may have 100 or 150 orchids that are blooming, and they're judged and beautiful. It's just incredible to see. But the learning part comes with actually participation all the orchid shows are really good. And by the way, Windward Orchid Society is having their show this same weekend, March 24th, 25th, and 26th.
You could build a whole weekend plan around that, couldn't you, Bob? Thank you so much for coming in. Robert Speer is the president of the Kunia Orchid Society, whose annual orchid show will be held at the Leilua High School Gymnatorium the weekend of March 24th. And you can get details on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.